Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies and I'm your host today. Thank you folks for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism Radio brings you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy. From CEOs to small business owners to mentors, Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back, learning the fine art of balancing work and family life, all while prioritizing your time. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with U.S. Senator John Hovind, have a sit-down with him during our weekly Bakken get-together on our Facebook page, and he talks about energy technology and how much of that is driving the region's UAS industry. It's just bleeding into so many other industries. Interesting conversation with U.S. Senator John Hovind from our weekly Bakken get-together. We're bringing you a portion of that in just a moment right here on Coffee and Capitalism Radio. Also on today's program, Chris Stone, CEO of HCI Alternatives, groundbreaking research in the medicinal cannabis opioid addiction area, so much so it's led to proposed legislation in Illinois. You're going to want to stick around for that interview. Kevin Lear, president of North Dakota Buffalo Association and Heartland Ranch bison owner, he talks about how they're using drones out there counting cattle, checking the fence lines, all that different stuff, as well as remote control ATVs to help lead the herd. Kevin Lear, president, North Dakota Buffalo Association and Heartland Bison Ranch, a little later in the program. And Brent Tullifson with the Carpet Garage. All that and much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, U.S. Senator John Hovind.
Energy update from Washington. What's going on with the great Bakken shale play right now?
You know, working on a number of things, but primarily working to empower our amazing energy industry. So whether it's that good business climate, legal tax and regulatory climate, reduce the regulatory burden, improve the tax code, really empower that investment and help drive the growth of energy production in this country. Of course, Bakken leading the way. But then also making it easier to build the infrastructure we need, right? Mm-hmm. Not only the pipelines, but making sure that we have the roads, the rail, the bridges, and all the other things that go with energy development.
We're going to kind of set the table a little bit because we're going to tell a story in this actual interview. This is something that Senator Hovind, then Governor Hovind, and I have been covering for a long time. He mentioned the UAS industry in 2005 is when he started it. I started covering it in 2007 when you guys were sending Tommy Kenville over to Israel to find out their thing. So I did want to ask you about Governor Burgum's comments at the last petroleum annual meeting. There was some deer in headlights, but then there were some people nodding their head because he made some outlandish comments. You ready for this? He had a quest for the oil industry. 2 million barrels a day.
Sure.
Zero spills. Coal collaboration and then some natural gas examples too. And a lot of people thought 2 million barrels a day, what are you crazy? Zero spills. But if you understand the oil and gas industry, the technology, the infrastructure increases, he's not that far off, is he?
No, I think those are exciting ideas, and you have to have a vision and high goals. Look, when I started as governor in 2000, we produced less than 100,000 barrels a day. Now we produce over 1 million barrels a day. Okay, that's an increase of more than tenfold. He's just talking about doubling, so why not, right? But seriously, we have such an innovative, creative industry here in North Dakota, in the Bakken, that I believe it's absolutely doable. Because the technology gets better and our ability to recover production, you know, as we go from 2% to 4%, you know, it makes such a difference, both with existing production and as we develop new production.
And let's talk about those percentages, because that's the next part of this whole thing, which leads us into entrepreneurship, which is when we first started this Bakken thing, we were at about 7% technology, give or take a little bit. And we were doing very well with the drilling, and they've identified where all the different parts are. Well, now we're at like 8, 9, 10%. I just talked to Justin Kringstead last week, Lynn Helms, and there's a thing happening called refracking. It's been going on for a little while, but it's hitting more and more in the news. The reason the Bakken's going to be a five-generation play is because not only do we have new holes to punch, but the refracking's going. If we're just at that 8 to 10% of technology understanding of the Bakken, imagine what 15 is going to be. Imagine what, that's really what's happening here, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the new technology which is not only driving more production out of the same resource, but it's also doing it more cost effectively and more efficiently, which makes us more competitive globally. So when you do all those things, you know, we can drill more wells and do a better job of fracking and doing it at lower cost. And then as we build the infrastructure, get it to market more cost effectively and more safely. All those things make us more competitive in the global market. That attracts more investment into our energy play.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Senator John Hoeven or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Networks. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
But my dear, we're still goodbye. So long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
I told you, fireman, astronaut, race car driver, maybe bikini judge. And this is what I get?
food service? Are you kidding me? This is third world, and I'm from the first. I'm number one, baby.
I'm amazed that they even hired you.
No one else will do it. They're taking that chance. And then, if something goes down, which it will, I will sue the corporate office so badly.
Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Her daddy looked a lot like him. That's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was much too thin.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spiess, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, Chris Stone, CEO of HCI Alternatives. Talk about your company and how you guys started getting into the opioid addiction fighting.
Well, so we started this company almost 4 years ago under the auspices of the new medical marijuana program here in Illinois. And one of the things that we kind of noticed, my wife is a physician, so I get, in the mail, I get copies of the Journal of American Medicine every month. And so one of the things that we noticed were there's some studies that were coming around with respect to opioids and alternate medications for, you know, opioid substitute. And I'm thinking this is now August 2015. The Journal of American Medicine actually came out with a research survey and study that came out and said, if you implemented a medical marijuana program in your state, you saw a 25% reduction in deaths due to opioid and opioid abuse. And from that, we were sitting there going, you know what? That is absolutely amazing. And probably the most powerful survey or research that we've seen with regards to the benefits of medical marijuana, and that it could be used as a substitute for your pain management. And we kind of took it from there and said, you know what, we need to develop something along the lines of a campaign that really gets, you know, people to understand what the benefits of medical marijuana are, and potentially as a substitute for opioid abuse and opioid prescriptions, and be able to get that out to the public, but not only to the public, but to the medical community within our geographic territories. And so that's kind of how it started. It started actually a little over a year, maybe a little bit more than a year ago, and we've been kind of moving forward with it with the idea that, hey, listen, there is medical benefit to medical marijuana.
Okay, great. I got a few notes here I wrote down. I wanted to ask you about the education process. You made a comment about that, and I'm curious to see what your experience has been just having a rash, civil, intelligent conversation about cannabis, whether it be from the research side of things, whether it be from, anecdotes that you were a part of, for example. You know, I mean, you work in the industry, so whether it's something you saw firsthand, not second or third hand, what's it like having conversations with either the average person or the government officials, and how is that education process going?
I think it's funny. It's definitely a kind of one-on-one or maybe even a one-on-two conversation. You don't necessarily. You can have the conversations in forums, and we do conduct regular forums for the public as well as potential patients. But you know, when you talk to people one-on-one, whether it be patients that we have now or potential patients or people in the medical community, getting them to understand the value of a medicinal marijuana product or medicinal cannabis product, you find that after about 30 or 40 minutes of giving them the research and getting them to understand the endocannabinoid system, that they are a lot more receptive to looking into what they could do to, as a physician potentially or a nurse, what they could do to offer cannabis to their patient, or a patient looking into, okay, what can I do to potentially use cannabis to alleviate pain? But I will tell you this, that, you know, we've had Guy J. Cook, who's been working as an outreach person for us. We've got Christy Carlicker, who's working as an outreach person for us, to be able to educate, you know, all sorts of different types of groups within the community to understand what the cannabis, product can do for them. But it's definitely time consuming, and it's definitely, I would say, kind of a ground game of sorts. You try to do what you can in terms of, you know, social media. You try to do it in terms of, you know what you can do on the internet. You know, billboard campaign, we've done those, and all of those kind of contribute to the overall marketing of saying, hey, as a public, whether you're in Illinois or any other state, you need to be able to look at what you can do to use cannabis as a substitute to be able to alleviate pain. But, you know, it's going to continue to be a ground game, and it's going to continue to be one of those deals where you need to be able to continually educate people to eliminate the stigma of what marijuana is or was, from people's perceptions, of the stereotype of Cheech and Chong, right? or some of the movies that, glorified marijuana use back in the 70s and 80s.
I've found that much like the polls that I'm seeing, the average person is a little, average person on the street, if you will, is a little bit more open to having the discussion than, say, an elected official. Are you finding that to be true or false?
I think that elected officials in Illinois are opening up to having the discussion. I think you're seeing a lot more, and I think we're moving, kind of in a certain degree in warp speed. So the Paul Simon Institute down in Carbondale, that's affiliated with Southern Illinois University, did a fairly unbiased study of people's perceptions of marijuana and medical marijuana. And the funny thing is that 92% of Illinois residents favored a medical marijuana program. Keep in mind that 3 years ago when they did the study, it was at like 64%. When they asked about recreational marijuana, 66% of the Illinois residents favored a recreational program or adult use program, which is up from 30-something percent, I think it was in the 30s when they did the study 3 years previously. So where we were 3 years ago, or even 4 years ago, to where we are now, we've grown by leaps and bounds in terms of public's perception, public support, even elected officials' support, in wanting to talk about it and wanting to educate themselves on what this product can do to help the situation when it comes to pain management, but also really help, the opioid epidemic that a lot of counties in Illinois are struggling with to try to find solutions.
To listen to the full-length interview with Chris Stone, CEO of HCI Alternatives, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I think that I'd come a-creepin', or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arms around Mama, Mama put her arms around him. So if Santa Claus ain't daddy, then I'm gonna tell on them. Yeah,
the holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, I never saw a dancer or prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw a red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screens.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. Happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. On the way is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend he's bad Leroy Brown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town, yeah. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, the face unafraid, the plans that we've made.
It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Congratulations! The bank gave you a credit card. It doesn't make you better than me! But you see, nobody gives me credit because I'm a bad risk and I don't pay my bills on time.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Kevin Lear, president of the North Dakota Buffalo Association and co-owner of Heartland Bison Ranch.
And once they know how you want them to work, then they know kind of what they do. I mean, they have... their intelligence is incredibly high. I mean, I think I put them kind of right there with horses in terms of being able to read people and being able to understand the weak spots and what your operation has for fencing or corralled or anything like that. So, yeah, they're incredibly intelligent, that's for sure.
Talking with Kevin Lear with the is it the North Dakota Bison Association? I'm sorry, the North Dakota Buffalo Association?
Yeah, it's actually the North Dakota Buffalo Association.
Okay, North Dakota Buffalo Association and then Heartland Bison as well. And just talking about the bison industry in general here, and I'm glad you brought up the word drone because I wanted to ask you about if you guys are integrating any of the drone technology into your day-to-day operations, and it sounds like you guys are. Describe that a little bit.
Yeah, it's something like I have a brother who actually is a drone pilot for a company over in outside of Minneapolis, and they started integrating drone technology into some of the things that they're doing with their power plants and transmission lines and stuff. And so over the course of about 3-4 years, we've started to slowly get into it. And now we fly one of our newest drones. What we've started doing is using that specifically for checking herds, which is kind of fun because we can send that thing up and from, you know, the deck of the house on the ranch, we can actually fly to any part of our ranch that we have under our operation at the home ranch there and check it. So with some of the stuff that we can do with our drone, which is really neat, is we can actually program our flight patterns. And so when we fly like a fence line, I can actually program that route and then put it up, upload it into the computer. And then when I send the drone up, I can just click hit this route and the drone itself will actually fly down and do basically a check on the fence lines if there's any trees laying over after a storm or if it's a winter storm. Like last year over Christmas, I kid you not, like we got 17 and a half inches of snow at our ranch over Christmas. And we could not actually get out to the herd for a couple of days until we dug out with snowblower and tractor loaders and stuff to get out there. So what we did just to make sure everything was still where we needed it and no fences were drifted over, we set the drone up. We checked the entire fence line of that pasture that we had the bison holding in for the winter. We checked to make sure that they still had ample hay out there because we had loaded them up before the storm had hit. And we just let them sit, and they did their thing. They rode that entire blizzard out just fine. We actually go up, we'll take an elevated picture of the entire herd, and then you can just freeze that right on your computer screen, and then it's just a matter of counting the dots, and then you can do your entire animal number check. So that's one of the ways that we've been utilizing our drone a little bit more. And then the other thing that's pretty cool is when we move animals from pasture to pasture, we actually lead them with what we call a cake truck. So it's just a pasture feeder, like a Mighty Handy feeder, that has a range mineral cube in it, and they get used to that truck. So as soon as they hear that, they'll actually come in, start coming from a corner of the pasture up to the truck, and then we'll open up gates, take the truck through, and the whole herd will follow you right into the next pasture that we want them to be grazing for, you know, however much time. But we can, at the same time, like, we can send the drone up and send it to the back corner of one of those cells and start actually looking to make sure we can sweep that cell without ever having to send a four-wheeler in or anything like that. Like, we'll know if all the animals have made it through the gate right there from the truck, and then close it up, and away they go into the next pasture grazing. So those are some of the ways that we're using drones that I think is pretty neat kind of management tools.
What's your biggest barriers right now in the industry? What's the biggest issues that you guys are facing?
Well, the biggest issue right now is supply. I would say, we're in a full-blown drive to recruit new ranchers. From the national level all the way down to your state and local level, these associations, the bison industry is kind of unique in the way that there's a very strong network of associations from the national association down to your state and regionals, we call them. So like North Dakota has an association, South Dakota, Montana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, all these places that have bison ranchers that have been doing it for a while. There's this neat network. So there's, from a network standpoint, everybody's trying to drive to get new ranchers to come in to the industry. So that would be one of the challenges. I would say the other challenge is that we do have two specific diseases that we're trying to tackle in the industry to make sure that we have adequate vaccination protocol to handle that. One is mycoplasma, and the other one is malignant catarrhal fever, or NCF, which the beef industry has those diseases to deal with as well. But for bison specifically, the way that those diseases kind of mutate are a little bit differently. So those are some things that we are, from the national level on down, we're very keen on making sure that we have research going in and dollars funding research to make sure that we're on top of those diseases as well. So I would say those are kind of the two big ones, but really it's the drive for four more ranchers to get into it and to see it as a viable option. Might not be, you shift your entire operation over to bison, but the way to potentially diversify your operation, we see that as a definite opportunity for guys in the agricultural sector, because it is definitely a bright spot right now in agriculture, that's for sure.
Any final thoughts? Kevin Lear with the North Dakota Buffalo Association and Heartland Bison. Any final thoughts?
Well, I tell everybody this. We call it the bison advantage, and there's some definite good things about being in the bison industry. And I think right now, we're seeing the most stable prices and stable industry kind of across the board, from the cow-calf guy to the feeder guy to the processor. Every step of the way with where our price points are, guys are making a good living raising bison, and I think that's something that we definitely want to tout. We're going into our sale season now. It's our sale season for live animals is pretty seasonal just because there's not that many animals being sold every year via auction barn or anything like that. And, we're going in with, you're talking, 2-year-old bred heifers are going to be somewhere between, probably $3,900 to $4,200 a piece. You got heifer calves that are going to be marketed right off the ranches or through sale barns that are going to be somewhere around that, $1,900 to $2,000 mark. And same thing with bull calves. Bull calves will be, they have a prime price on them right now because they're tagged as a slaughter animal, they'll probably be somewhere in that $1,800 to $2,000 mark as well. So our live animal prices are strong. Our market prices for animals on the rail are strong, and we're seeing a consumer from a national level that is wanting more and more of the product that we're producing. So it's like I said, it's a definite bright spot in agriculture today.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kevin Lear with the North Dakota Buffalo Association and the Heartland Bison Ranch, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at crudelife.com/thecrudelife. Facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Let's take a ride.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Brent Tollefson with the Carpet Garage.
If you've ever been to a carpet garage, and if you haven't, I mean, most of our carpet garages are about 20,000 square feet, and we have stock. So you got big carpet rolls, you got pallets of laminate, vinyl plank, all this stuff. But for carpet, when we get down under 20 feet, we have to do something with it. So we roll it up, put it on the wall as a remnant, and we just mark it down to get it up to sell it. So, but I mean, that customer is, you know, like I said, maybe they're ready to do Tommy's room or Jenny's room. They just come in and they need a 10 by 15. We just pick one off the wall and they take it home. So.
Yeah, but every time you sell a $99 one of those, you essentially have just hired a word of mouth advertiser for you.
You got it.
Because they're going to go. That's where you guys get known as the Costco of carpet.
You got it.
How about when it comes to technology? And what I mean by that is stain resistant, mm-hmm. pet resistant. Mm-hmm. I imagine the fibers have gotten innovative over the last decade or so, or maybe not. Talk to me about some of the new line of, you know, pet resistant, stain resistant, nursing home, what do you want to call them, walker resistant. I imagine that type of stuff comes up quite a bit in your guys' industry.
You got it. So most innovative thing when it comes to carpet is Mohawk is a big brand out there. They didn't invent it. DuPont, Sirona invented a product called Smart Strand. Basically came out in 2005, so it's been around for a fair amount of time. It's been tested, but its claim to fame is it cannot be stained. You know, with pets, like you said, just all kids are obviously not perfect human beings out there. So things are going to happen. Life happens, and this particular fiber cannot be stained. I have it in my house. I've put it in an 09, and we have zero. We have zero stains, and we have a dog, and we have two children that have done a lot to it, and my wife even did the red wine test one night, so, sorry, honey. Everything comes out, so it's really the best of both worlds. It's also a very resilient fiber as well. When it comes to the other fibers, I mean, nylon was created back in the 50s, and that just really hasn't changed a whole heck of a lot other than gotten softer. Mm-hmm. The newest technology is Smart Strand by Mohawk.
Well, laminate, you mentioned that earlier. Is that still around? Like, has that changed?
So, to touch on a hard surface, first and foremost, I mean, our name is the Carpet Garage, and most people, not all people realize that we sell everything. So if it goes on the floor or goes on the wall, we have it. Laminate's still around, but the hottest thing in hard surface is vinyl plank. The hot, sexy thing, people want waterproof. So there's new products out there that are vinyl or PVC core that no matter what happens, you spill a glass of water, your dishwasher breaks, whatever, it gets wet, your product won't be affected.
Okay. Just kind of wrapping up here, anything that we didn't touch on that you think people should know about Carpet Garage and kind of what you guys are trying to do out there?
I mean, we're in all of our communities. We're trying to be involved in our communities. We're just providing great services to all of our customers that are out there. It's an industry that people need flooring. Mm-hmm. So, but we're trying to stay innovative and provide the best products at the best prices.
And
day in and day out.
How many locations again?
We have 8 locations scattered throughout Montana, North Dakota, and Dilworth, Minnesota.
And you guys have a centralized website?
CarpetGarage.com. You can find all of our locations, the Bauer Company, and some of our products as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brent Tollefson from the Carpet Garage or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And we're in the midst of a social media campaign right here on The Crude Life. Coffee and Capitalism, part of the Crude Life Media Network. And so we're asking you to like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Guide my sleigh tonight, and all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quicker, Jack, when I jump over the candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.